He thought he being helpful, but Lisa took offense. Was she being too sensitive, and did the punishment fit the crime? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
It says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I need you to help me with this. I was grocery shopping with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
In the cereal aisle, I reached out for some Captain Crunch.
All right.
And he said, aren't you a little old for kids' cereal? Now, I think he was trying to make a joke, but I responded with, you never outgrow a classic.
All right.
That's a perfect response.
Sure.
In the soda aisle, when I grab a Coke, he says, have you ever tried Coke Zero?
Okay.
And I said, I've only known Coke my whole life.
Right.
And he says, that's a big reason why you've been overweight all these years.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
You ever wanted to, like, take all the words and shove them back in your pie hole?
As the words are coming out, you're just like, catch them before they hit her ear.
No.
Oh, man.
That comment set me off. I stormed out of Kroger, got my car, went home.
Oh.
He had to get an Uber since I dished him. He was ticked off. He said he didn't mean anything by the comment and says, I'm always complaining about being overweight.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was being helpful and said me leaving him abandoned this way was worse than what he did.
Oh.
So I need you guys to tell me, am I the jerk or is he the jerk?
Okay, so first of all, if I know every person within the sound of my voice has said, whether you're a guy or a girl, has said something in a moment where you think you're being helpful, you think you're giving advice, you think you're imparting some knowledge that maybe you have on another person, and it just doesn't hit the way you think it should.
Oh, it way backfires.
I am almost a master of saying things and then realizing maybe a second later, maybe a day later, maybe years later, that, you know what, maybe what I said
wasn't so helpful.
It was not as helpful as I thought. I had the best of intentions. So
in my mind, it was super helpful. In reality, not real helpful. Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to comment, Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, we'll throw it up there for you. Zach rolls in and says, well, he shouldn't have said that, but he's right, LOL. Zach, you're not helping things here.
Oh, no, that's not helping.
You're not.
But we're going to go ahead and log as team boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, and look, Lisa, let me just speak to you. I tell you what, we'll take a break. Well, I want to get more of your comments. And then, Lisa, I want to speak directly to you as a guy and what your boyfriend was probably thinking.
Oh, are you going to try to translate the boyfriend?
Going to try.
Careful. Anybody else hearing stranded at the Kroger, branded a fool? Anybody else hearing that in my head? Why is that Grease song? Like,
I think it's just you. All right.
It's just me?
502-571-9970, group therapy. Man, Lisa's boyfriend really put his foot in his mouth. Made a comment while grocery shopping that because she bought regular Coke, that's a big reason why she's overweight now.
Yeah.
Ouch. So she full on just left him and he had to Uber home. So now she's one and he's now upset, like, hey, you know,
you leaving me was worse than what I said.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And so we got a text message saying, I mean, number one, if she doesn't want other people saying it about you, don't say it yourself. So if she says she's overweight and she opens the door for him to, quote, help her make better decisions. Number two, if she gets mad, just leaves him stranded. Is that how she's going to respond to any sort of stressors or triggers? I think she might have overreacted to his comment, even if the comment came out wrong.
Now, Jay says fat is one of the worst, most derogatory things you can call a woman. It's as bad as the B word, possibly even worse. If he has little respect for you, then break up with him immediately. Don't even wait. It's abusive and will only get worse over time. So there's a couple differing opinions. Now, can I real quick try
to... Are you going to try to translate?
I'm going to try to translate what Lisa's boyfriend said, okay? So,
proceed with caution, sir.
Well, I wasn't the one who said it to Lisa, and but I'm just... Guys, a lot of times, think analytically. They don't think with emotion. It's a very analytical approach with the way some men's brains work. Okay.
He was going into problem solver mode.
So she makes a comment and about her, like, oh, you know, whether it's a comment in passing or if she's been harping on her struggles with weight, and he's just been witness to that. He has logged it in his brain. So he sees then these, you know, behaviors which he thinks could possibly
are contributing to the problem that she acknowledges she has.
Right, exactly. And so analytically, he is thinking, okay, I will tell her and point out that what these choices that she's making, maybe she doesn't know these choices she is making is leading to her issues that she's struggling with weight. So,
and I'm going to help her make better choices right now.
So I will, yes, exactly. So I will help her by saying, look, this is the reason, and this is probably why this is happening. Now, could he have said it better? Yes. Should he have said it at all? Probably not.
That's right there.
But I'm just saying
the point we should probably make.
But I'm just saying guys think analytically and not emotionally about many things. And I'm not saying all guys do. I'm saying that like my brain immediately turns to analytics and to okay, what are the facts, non-facts about this situation, whatever it may be. I don't necessarily think with my heart first. And you know that has. I've fallen victim to that. You know, I mean, and I've said things where it's like, look, I'm just seeing it through my eyes. And it is not maybe the proper thing to say.
Yeah, Gia says, you're most definitely not the jerk. There are much better ways to go about that, not embarrassing you in the grocery store. But maybe he could suggest joining a gym together or going for a walk at night, just the two of you. Mm-hmm. Not embarrassing you in the grocery store or berating you for what you eat. That's just hurtful and mean. And Andrea said, complaining about being overweight doesn't equate to asking your boyfriend to monitor your grocery purchases for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I want to get there are a couple people who are on team. You're both jerks. I want to get their comment coming up here next. All right. I mean, really, at the root of it, it is a guy saying something he probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, well, Megan, like, texted in, and she's like, even my boyfriend says he's the jerk, LOL. Jared said, no matter what she says about herself, you never say anything about it and even disagree with her. All caps, no matter what, he better sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, Lisa's boyfriend had made a comment while they were grocery shopping because she bought regular Coke that's a reason why she's been complaining that she's overweight. So she left him
at the grocery store.
She left him, got in a car, went home. He had to Uber home and was mad that he's like, yo, punishment didn't fit the crime there.
Yeah.
Now, Amy, you think they're both jerks. Why?
Because everybody knows that you do not make a crack at a woman's joke regardless. But I also think it was pretty immature for her to just leave him hanging at the grocery store. I mean, be an adult and have a conversation, let him know how it made you feel, and go on about your life.
I agree.
Now, Amy, do you agree that maybe he was coming from a place of he was not trying to be a jerk when he said
nope.
it? You don't?
Nope. I think that's just an excuse. I think that's just an excuse. He knew he made her mad, so he just jumped to, well, that's not what I meant.
Right.
I think he meant it, every bit of it, or he wouldn't have said it.
All right, so they're both.
I feel like, too, you kind of have to know, even guys who maybe aren't as tapped into, you know, like, women's feelings and stuff like that, he had to know.
Yeah,
he's
not stupid.
Yes.
All right.
Commenting about her weight was not going to go over well.
Yeah, exactly. He knew that before he went into it. And he just said it and then was like, oh, gosh, I put my foot in my mouth and tried to get out of it by saying he didn't mean it that way. And I don't believe that for a second.
Amy, if he truly cared, he would, like, go to her at another point and just say, hey, babe, I've heard you talk about
exactly.
You feel like you're struggling with this, and I want to help you.
I think they both need to work on their communication.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Amy. Okay, so, yeah, I think a majority of people, and I'm going to go ahead and put myself in this, too, say that you're not the jerk for reacting the way you did.
But you didn't handle it well.
But you didn't necessarily handle it the best way.
Maybe we don't leave people places.
But the biggest question, I think, coming from everyone is, did you get the Coke?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do need to know. Did you go ahead? I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, she probably bought more Cokes.
Did you wind up getting the Coke?
A couple of packs. Yep. Probably did. And grab some Ho-Hos on the way out. You know?
All right.
I wanted to grab all the things. And a couple of boxes of Captain Crunch, because it's delicious. Hashtag it's a classic.
All right. Well, Lisa, hopefully we helped. In my mind, I don't think we really did all that much. I still think
you have a conversation to have with a boyfriend at the very least.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Listen, that was really hurtful what you said. Sorry I left you. I think you both need to look at your roles in this situation and look how you can proceed differently in the future.
Mm-hmm. All right, so keep us posted, and thanks for reaching out.